It's the Mad Men DVD review.
That's right, it's that time. We got the Mad Men DVD review with Ben Zambo here in the studio. Hello.
Hi, hello.
So today we're talking about Pom Poko.
Pom Poko, yes, a bit of an oddity.
It's one of the few Studio Ghibli films I have not had the pleasure of seeing. But I believe
too, until recently.
Ah, right. I thought you might be a specialist, having had watched it a number of times. I did do some quick research, and I believe Pom Poko is the sound the characters' stomachs make.
The raccoon dogs, or tanuki,
yeah,
hitting their bellies, only happens once or twice in the movie.
Oh.
Now you know. It's a bit of pointless trivia, I guess.
But the tanuki are central to the Pom Poko film. So can you tell us about that?
Yes. It's a bit strange. I guess it's based on Japanese folklore, mostly. So a lot of the ideas we would be quite unfamiliar with. So that's a bit of a hurdle to get over, and that's why lots of people might not have seen it or heard of it, including me.
Right,
until
right.
Recently. But it's about a group, a clan of tanuki who... their forest comes under development. I think it's meant to be in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
But there's 90s-style cars, and it's a bit vague, it's a bit ambiguous. But their home becomes a development area, and the movie follows their exploits to try and stop the development. It's kind of an episodic film. It's not one long story. It's an ensemble cast of different raccoon personalities,
mm-hmm,
who pull all sorts of pranks, try and scare away the humans.
Because the tanuki is like a mischievous character in general, they're, like, pretty harmless.
They're sociable, mischievous, you know, very lazy. And the big thing is that they can transform.
They can shapeshift.
Yeah, they can shapeshift. And so they can transform into appearing like humans and go into town and walk around. Or they can transform into looking like scary demons or people with no face, or like,
right,
ghouls and goblins and stuff, and scare away the humans.
This
but
seems
it's,
like a...
It's harder than that to stop the development over their old forest.
Well, I was going to say that seems like a good tool to be able to have to try and like stop people...
Yeah, well,
messing with your home.
They find that people are less willing to be scared in the modern age than they expected, and they find readily easier ways to dismiss the kind of magical things that they've seen.
Ah, a dilemma.
Yes, there's a little bit of social context.
Yeah.
Obviously,
interesting.
The environmental theme strongly features in many Ghibli movies. The loss of land, the loss of nature, the loss of culture is a very big, important theme in Ghibli in general. But the movie is strange because of its strong focus on folklore that leaves Western audiences like ourselves a bit out of the loop at times, including the powers of their testicle pouches.
Right.
Which is, I guess, become...
They're fairly obvious testicle pouches.
Yeah, well, they're there, and it's kind of distracting. But then they also have magic powers to, like, stretch out and grow.
The testicle pouches?
Yeah.
Themselves, yes.
Yeah, like, cover up objects or turn into, like, a balloon. It sounds grotesque, I get it.
So is it a funny...
Once you get over that...
Is it a funny film, or is it a sad film, or is it a little bit of, you know, column A, column B, or what's the sort of tone?
It's a funny film. It's,
yeah,
like a sociable family movie, except you wouldn't expect to see many families over here watching it, I imagine.
Yeah, right. So who is it for?
I mean, if you're a Ghibli fan and you want to see a different kind of Ghibli movie, it's definitely worth a watch. It's quite an interesting... I mean, the art style is interesting because the movie moves from anthropomorphic kind of very realistic depictions of tanuki or raccoon dogs, I think even name is correct, to like cartoony style to like full-on like really abstract style, depending on like the kind of mood. If they're like, if they're in like a really party or like really excited, heightened emotion, it might be more like of a subjective, non-realistic style. But if they're around humans, usually they'll appear, the characters will appear as like realistic looking raccoons. So it's, that's interesting, and it's still beautiful to look at as a Ghibli movie, and there's definite value in it.
I like the, that what you were saying earlier, that kind of idea that you're look kind of seeing it through a Japanese lens rather than a westernized lens, potentially.
Well, it's hard to, it's hard to get away from our lenses, and I found myself a bit confused. Felt like a bit of a, you know, it's a movie, I guess, speaking inwards towards Japan rather than specifically designed for an international audience. But once you get over that, you can actually find like a nugget of a good movie in this, in the kind of, in the strangeness of it.
I think it did exceptionally well in Japan too, right? Upon its release, I think it was fairly popular.
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised. It's a good movie. I wouldn't say it would be your first Ghibli movie.
It's not a gateway to Ghibli.
Look for some of the classics, some of the more conventional ones. And then if you're like a big fan of Ghibli, definitely like give it a try, because you won't regret watching it.
I reckon I'm going to give it a try very soon. Thank you for your review. We have a double pass to the Ghibli Film Festival to give away. So someone can go and see a film as part of the Ghibli Festival, which is underway at the moment.
Yeah, two people can go see a film.
Yeah, someone can go and take a friend. Yes. Yeah. Should we ask a question?
Up to you. I don't have any questions prepared.
Should we just make it nice and easy, like, what's your favourite Studio Ghibli film or Ghibli?
Saturday
Ghibli
morning, people are usually quite tired.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
Or like, what's a Ghibli film you would like to go and see maybe as part of the festival?
Oh yeah, just for a little softball.
Yeah.
Do an underhand.
Yeah, so text us in with that, what you want to see or what's your favourite, and 5395, of course. Thank you so much for coming in, Ben.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.